Meanwhile, there are stories out there in the NFL about some of the free agents that are out there, and people love to say, you know, here are the three best landing spots for this guy, and here's a great landing spot for this guy. And Dez Bryant's name is one of the names that's out there, and one of the teams that people feel like would be a great landing spot for him is Seattle.
Well, this is from CBS Sports. They put out a small list. It was like four or five players.
Yeah, I mean, you see these things everywhere. Sure. Everybody kind of does best available players still out there, you know, those kind of things, and where they'd fit in best.
But for at least three of those players, Cushing, Dez Bryant, and one other guy, the offensive lineman there, they said the Seahawks were a good landing spot. But I thought when it came to wide receiver, the quote that I read was kind of off base. Said the Seahawks have lost both Richardson and Graham in free agency, and they haven't exactly
done a good job
of replacing their product or their production. Well, I mean, they did draft a running back. That may not help directly at wide receiver, but who cares how you score points? They had no running back. They had no running game to speak of at all last year. They did address that. So why do we need all these wide receivers?
Well, you got to
have those weapons there. I mean, you got to have somebody. You lost over 100 catches and 16 touchdowns.
But they have brought in guys. I mean, they still have Baldwin and they still have Lockett,
right.
And they brought in Marcus Johnson. They brought in Jerron Brown. We'll see what Amara Darboh does. He was a third round pick last year. It's not like they just have nobody there.
Well, you don't have any proven production in those guys.
But would you rather have any of those guys? Would you rather have them or Brandon Marshall, for example?
I don't want Brandon Marshall.
Or Dez Bryant, a guy who's declining and who's
nuts. I don't
want
Dez Bryant.
But it doesn't change the fact that they didn't replace those guys, obviously.
But they replaced something else that they didn't have last year. It's not like they just lost. It's not like they had no running game, lost wide receivers, and did nothing about it.
Well, but, I mean, they replaced the running game, maybe. I mean, we don't know. You have no idea.
But they did something. I know, but CBS doesn't know that either. But they did something. They addressed it.
Well, but I don't understand your point, because the CBS line was about wide receiver.
What they lost at that spot.
Not about what they gained at running back.
I'm saying that the way that CBS is looking at this is a little too narrow. We're talking, what's the goal of an offense? Score points. You can do it other ways than with wide receivers, right?
Yeah, but the wide receiver is a necessary element on this team. Outside, I mean, you can't just go and say, well, we got two proven commodities. Actually, one really proven commodity in Baldwin. Lockett, you've seen here and there, but he has not been a consistent commodity. And the most proven commodity you got in terms of coming in is Brown, who had, 29 catches, 31 catches last year, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you have a better running game, you don't need those wide receivers nearly as much. I don't think you need that kind of production. There's a balance.
I don't think you're going to have that kind of. You're not going to have a better running game if you don't have that kind of production.
You need one to set up the other. You can't just be a one. You've seen how a one-dimensional team works for a defense. They know, all right, they either can't throw the ball, so we're just going to load the box and dare them to try to throw the ball because we're going to stop the run.
So you just don't believe in Baldwin or Lockett at all.
If you're calling them one-dimensional.
No.
I agree with the point that they haven't really replaced the guys they've lost.
That's a point of fact, but that's not interesting. I mean, that obviously.
But that's the point, in my opinion, that they're trying to make, is that they lost a lot of production that they haven't obviously replaced.
But they're using that as a criticism of the team. They've replaced other things on the offense.
Yeah, but that's not the point that they're making. The point that they're making is that they lost two guys who they haven't replaced their production. It's not a comment about anything else but that.
Then why point it out? They're using the fact that
I give up.
They're just analyzing the team. Here, it's just like looking at a team's needs going into the draft, right? We need a running back. All right, you draft a running back. It's looking at what they perceive to be a hole or something that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
You lost over 100 receptions and 16 touchdowns between those two guys, however you felt about them. That's what they produced last year. So now they're gone. What did you bring in to fill that void?
Who says they have to? They filled a different void. And by the way, they did bring in other players that I just named.
But
they brought in wide receivers, and they addressed the running game. The offense on paper, at least according to the way they see it, is going to be better. Now, whether or not Penny works out, who knows?
But that's that you're betting on potential. You've got no guys never taken a snap at this level. So saying you addressed it.
Would you say that to John Schneider? You're betting on potential? Of course that's what you do when you draft somebody.
But you're acting like they traded an apple for an apple. You didn't. You didn't.
That's what they're hoping for.
Well, you can hope all you want. All I'm saying is you got a guy. You roll your eyes all you want,
what
Tom.
What would you do, Bob?
I would
you
try
think
to
Brandon
bring
Marshall solves this problem? He doesn't.
No. I'm not. How did that turn to Brandon Marshall?
Because you need a wide receiver, and that's what this article is about. It's about Dez Bryant or Brandon Marshall or whoever.
Well, I don't agree with those elements. I'm not saying those guys are the answer. Well, but I'm not saying Rashad Penny, a guy who has not taken a snap at the NFL level. You got the other kid that's had, what, seven receptions or seven targets?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest producer they brought in is a wide receiver that had 31 catches last year for less than 300 yards. So I think it's just it's an observation. It's saying, here's what you had. Here's what they produced. They're gone, and here's what you brought in. Mm-hmm. They don't equate to each other yet. Maybe they will.
I just don't see how they have to.
Okay, but if you don't replace that production, you've got no assurances that the run game is going to be better. Just because you drafted a running back doesn't mean we're automatically better.
Absolutely not. You don't have any assurances, but Schneider is betting on that. He is betting on that, absolutely. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
He's hoping, he's betting, but... The writer's point is, here's what's a fact. Here's what was produced last year. You're taking that away. You're bringing in these other guys who haven't produced that.
You're hoping
but you're hoping they can.
But of course you're hoping they can replace it, but it's no guarantee.
So there you go.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't exactly take a whole lot of stones to write an article and say, well, they lost this guy and they didn't replace him. Yeah, we all know that, but they're making up for it in other ways. And they don't even talk about that in the article.
Because they're focusing on the stories about, hey, Dez Bryant's out here. Here's a good landing spot. He doesn't equate to their holes in the secondary. They've got other needs that haven't been filled. This is specifically about the receivers. And here's what they lost there. Here's why we think the article, the author thinks he's a viable candidate. I don't, but that's his case that he's making.
Okay, doesn't matter.
All right.
The texters will think I'm a jerk for bringing it up anyway, even though I defended the Seahawks. So it'll be fine.